And I have with me on the line, Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Oh, good morning. We hear you loud and clear.
It's good to be back on in full glory. It's good.
Yeah, thank God. So, Parshat HaShavua, Parshat Tetzaveh?
Parshat Tetzaveh is a beautiful Torah portion, which has so much to talk about. You know, it talks about how God tells Moses to receive from the children pure olive oil for the menorah, for the everlasting flame. And it talks about how, you know, what the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, would wear, the garment. And it talks about the sacrifice, and so on and so forth. And it also talks about how we see that when Moses was going up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah,
yeah,
and when he came down, he saw that they were doing a golden calf. And God and Moses said, after God said, you know, I want to be able to destroy the Jews, look what they're doing, this is terrible. And he said, erase me from your book.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. People don't know it, but in this week's Torah portion, Moses' name is not mentioned, not even once. And it does not appear in this week's Torah portion. Even though he is alluded to, and the reason for this is that Moses had requested from God, that we just said, that when the children of Israel made the golden calf, that if he was not prepared, God, in other words, to forgive the Jewish children of Israel, then he should erase him from your book. Now, although the Jews were forgiven by God, the words of a righteous individual, of a tzaddik, in other words, Moses, Moshe,
yeah,
are powerful. And Moses' decree was realized through his name being missed out from this one parsha. We realize that if a tzaddik, if a righteous person says something, that is what happens. Now, the commentator, the Baal HaTurim, which commentates on the Torah, points out that while Moses' actual name does not appear in the three Torah portion, Moses himself is very much present, because the entire portion of this week's Torah consists of God's words to Moses. And as we see, the first words of the Torah of this week's portion, V'atah tetzaveh, and you shall command. Who is the you? The you is referring to Moses. So we see that a person's name really does not reflect that person's essential self. Because a name, if you think about it, or a descriptive word applied to a person is used by others to refer to that person. However, the essential self, the essence of the person, is beyond description and limitation. We cannot see the essence of the person. Now, the word you at the beginning of the portion shows us this exact thing. Now, in contrast to a person's name, which is mere, it's a mere handle on his personality. Yeah. This means that although his name does not appear, Moses, in essence, is more present in our portion than if he would be mentioned by name.
It's like in English, the word the.
Correct. That's talking to the actual essence of what you're trying to talk about. So the name gives us, when I say Ilan, I'm referring to you because that's who you're known by. If I say you, no one knows who you is, because you speaks to the essence of the person. So the name is more for, if you think about it, more for other people. Yes, it does have some connection to the soul of the person, because when a baby is born, the parents get this special nevuah, this special prophecy,
yeah,
of what the name should be. And when they name that name, yes, it's a very important name, but it's not the essence of the person. It's connected to the soul of the person. So because Moses was prepared to forego mention of his name in the Torah for the sake of his people, So he merited that his being, his self, that level of self that cannot be captured by the name or designation, be included in the Torah. It is this level of Moses' self that is expressed by his nameless presence in this week's Torah portion. Because if you think about it, Moses said, erase me from your book if you do not forgive the Jews. So in other words, he was trying to put himself on the line to be able to save the Jews. Because he knew that if he would, let's say, for the lack of better terms, which is the wrong word to use, I'm going to use it anyway, sort of threaten God and say, well, you know what, if you don't forgive the Jews, this is what you're going to have to do. He's really putting himself now on the list, on the line, because if he does not forgive the Jews, he doesn't know, he'll be erased in total. So we all have a tendency to label ourselves and to label other and to label other people as well. For example, so and so is this, and he's on this list, or that is this thing and this thing, and we know we're very good at labeling people. Now, a name provides only a limited window into what a person really is. There's a fundamental essence which we possess, and we transcend limitation. When we stop trying to label each other and focus on what is deep inside, on the essence, we realize that we are not really so different, and it's much easier to get along. Why do we have a problem getting along with other people? Because we don't like the way the person looks, we don't like the person's attitude, we don't like the person's name, he fights with me, whatever it is. But if we look beyond the description that we put on people, and we look into the essence of who the person really is, beyond the name, I don't like this specific person because, oh wow, they have so much money, their name has so much money, they're so egotistic, they're so this and they're so that, I don't want to have anything to do with them. But whether, if I go and I look beyond that, and I look to who their true essence is, the you of them, then this is nothing. Then we really are able to see that there is really no difference between us, and we're able to get along so much better. So if you really think about this week's Torah portion, instead of saying God and Moses' name, God is referring to the Viatar and you, Moses, the essence of you, Moses, so on and so forth. So it's a very important thing and an extreme lesson in life that we can all learn. Look beyond the name, look beyond the label of that person, you'll find the true essence. And with that, you'll be able to really get along and we'll be able to have a nice and beautiful place that everyone can live in peace and harmony. It's just up to us.
Yeah, it's like the saying in Hebrew, אל תסתכל בקנקן אלא במה שיש בו.
That's right.
It's close.
Absolutely.
Okay, and Shabbat services, Rabbi?
Shabbat services are Friday.
Shabbat.
Friday evening at 5:30 and Sunday and Shabbat morning at 9:30. Sunday morning is at 8:15 in the shower with the breakfast following. And Monday and Thursday we have a minyan every Monday and Thursday at 7:15 in the Paris House of JCC, and that is the whole community, the community minyan.
That's great. Now, one more question. Do you have any leftovers from the sushi night?
We did have, but not anymore now.
I see.
But, you know,
tell us about that.
It was a beautiful event. You know, we had a lot of Jewish women, even though it was bad weather, and there's still a lot of Jewish women that ventured out and came, and they were able to see, they learned about sushi and the kosher sushi, for example, and they learned how to make sushi. Some of the women were phenomenal. The first time making it, they were making beautiful rolls, tuna, salmon, California roll. They were doing an amazing job. And they had beautiful desserts. And it was a beautiful time that they can socialize, Jewish women coming together and socializing in a beautiful environment. So it was really, really nice.
That's great. And it's good to know that some of the Windsor Jewish women found their Jewish-Japanese roots.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. And also, I want to say, you know, before I sign off, is that we've already started now advertising the always awaited Purim event, and the theme for this year's Purim is Purim in Africa.
Okay.
And so everyone stay tuned. It's going to be a wild party. Obviously, it could be anything Purim in Africa, in the African jungle, safari, so on and so forth. That all falls under the category of Africa. So we're going to also as well have, we're bringing in from Toronto, a drum circle.
Ooh, that's great.
So everyone will be able to become part of the drum circle. They're going to, everyone will be getting drums and becoming part of...
That will be fun for the kids and for sure for the adults.
Absolutely. And this is obviously, it's a Sunday, so it's March 16th at the JCC in the gym. So stay tuned. You'll be getting more information.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Absolutely.
So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you and to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, and have a good week, and we'll speak next week.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.